Welcome to Big, the Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.
Welcome to the Biggest Winners podcast. My name is David Hochberg, your host. And on today's podcast, we're going to talk to a past client of mine who hadn't bought a home in close to 6-7 years. And the last time she bought a home was in 2007. And she sold her home in 2010, got absolutely wiped out because of the economic tsunami that just happened in 07 and 08. And she was a little skittish. And the lending rules in 2007 when she bought the home were a lot looser than they were when she recently bought her condo. And she called me up recently and said, hey, we have another opportunity to buy my wife. She's married to she married her girlfriend. So she said, hey, my wife's grandfather passed away, and we have an opportunity to buy his home in Iowa. How do we go about doing it? Do I need 20% and all this stuff? So she was a big 20% down payer. So I would like to welcome to the show Jackie Paulus. Jackie is a client of mine and very, very smart and educated real estate investor. Welcome to the show, Jackie. How you doing?
Hi, David. I'm doing well, thanks.
We did a couple of transactions. Actually, one, and we're working on another one right now.
Yes.
And you are one of those very organized, very detail-oriented, very, very Miss Notebook, where you ask questions and you wrote things down, which was great. And so you
can
reference
drives you crazy.
Who was a little on the neurotic side, which was perfectly fine because I would just hit mute and just listen to the radio while you were talking, and then pick up and answer your question. No, it, you know, you're one of those questions, first time home buyer, right? When you bought, or you bought
it was
before?
It was my second home.
It was your second home, but you hadn't bought a home in a while.
Yep.
And a lot of lending rules has changed. Mm-hmm. The entire real estate environment, if you will, had changed since the last time you bought a home. And we were able to get you into a condo for 5% down and with PMI and your great credit. Now, a lot of people hate PMI. So let's talk about two things. The process mm-hmm. of buying a home
yep.
and the financing side of it. And why PMI wasn't a freak out thing for you, because, you know, to some people, it's like, oh, my God, I hate PMI. I don't want PMI. But me, it's a tool to buy a home that in your tax bracket is tax deductible.
Yes.
And there's nothing to be, you know, scared of. So let's talk about the process first and then talk about the payment, because it's really about the payment. What was it about the process this time around than when you bought previously for 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago?
I really wish I had you when I was in St. Louis. So I bought my first home when I was in St. Louis, bought it in 2004, sold it in 2010, just got drained on
got
that.
Got killed on that.
Killed.
Yeah, yeah. 07, 08, everything went to hell in a handbasket, property values dropped.
My neighbor foreclosed and reduced the property value by about $50,000. So I took a massive bath when I sold. So when I came to Chicago, I just wasn't... We weren't dying to buy just because I had just such a terrible experience and frankly didn't have the down payment that you need to get over the hump of PMI. So coming up with 20% is most, you know, middle income buyers.
Conservative buyers.
Yeah. Don't have the 20% to put down, and that shouldn't be a barrier to purchase at all.
And that was one of the questions was, I don't have 20% to put down. I'm like, well, who cares? You don't need 20% to put down. You're like, do tell, right? I think that was your direct quote, do tell. And then, you know, we sat and had a 5 to 10 minute conversation of the different financing options that were available to you. And you went out and disregarded everything that I told you and went and bought a fixer-upper, which
I love.
Because you enjoy pain. And you took a disaster and you wanted to rebuild it with your wife. And I was like, you really want to reconsider that, because it's a lot easier to move into a house or a condo, if you will, that's done, instead of trying to go be Mr. and Mrs. Joe GC or Jane GC and general contractor. But you decided to go that route. And how did that wind up ending out for you?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we got to about the 5-yard line on the good side, and then a developer came in and bought it.
Yeah, so. And we had to get structural engineers in there and all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah, it was brutal.
So you shifted paths, and you went and—
I still want to do that, by the way.
I know you still want to do that. I can't wait to refer you to somebody else you know, for that transaction, because that's going to be a painful— Listen, the construction loans are great,
mm-hmm.
but when you have a lot of moving pieces, at least you have experience now in the lending process— from when it was in 07, it's now in 2017 and going forward. So we got you into your condo, you and your wife, everything's good.
Yeah.
Now an opportunity came up.
Which was still a bit of a fixer-upper, by the way.
But we
got it at a phenomenal price.
Well, it was a fixer-upper for you. Yeah. 99% of the other people could have moved in and been fine. But no. You, on the other hand, needed to do 4,000 things by yourself on a 19-hour work day, which is fine because that's you and that's why we love you. But it's a beautiful, it was a gorgeous place when you bought it. It's a stunning place now because you can't help yourself.
I can't.
I know you can't.
It's part of that neurotic.
There's a lot of neurosis going on. And it was, yes. The 12:30 in the evening text messages. I'm sitting here in bed thinking of this. What should I do? Go to sleep. Then I turn my phone off.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah.
So am I lying? No.
I don't know how many times that happened.
Okay. A couple, at least more than once. Less than 10, more than once.
All right.
Okay. So now an opportunity has arisen in the wonderful state of Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Your wife has a family member who passed away.
Yes, her grandfather.
Passed away. And there's a home within the family that your wife wants the house, grew up and you know loves that house. And there's an opportunity to buy that house and use it as a second home because even though you live in Chicago, all your family and her family's back in Iowa, the same town.
Yeah.
Her family is how close to that house?
Less than a mile.
And your family is how close to that house?
2 miles.
2 miles.
Yeah.
So having that as a second home, and Iowa is what, 180 miles, 200 miles to the west of here?
Yeah, that's about a four-hour drive.
About a four-hour drive. So that qualifies as a second home. So you and your wife could buy that second home, keep it in the family, which is important to Shanae, and have a place to go when you go out there to visit, which you do frequently, at least five, six times a year?
At least probably closer to 10. We're going 3 times in June.
Okay. Well, that's a sickness. And
yeah, I know, on purpose.
Okay. Well, that's something you need to seek counseling for, but that's fine. So 10 times a year, and you want to have your place, you know your own place, and you don't want to crash in people's places, which even though they'll want you there, it's a pain. You keep your clothes there. You could have your toiletries there. You don't have to keep schlepping stuff back and forth. Okay. And you came to me like, hey, this just happened. How do I buy this place? Do I need 20% down again? Back to the 20% because you didn't know any better. And where are we today?
Well, I wasn't sure if that was like if it's a second home or an investment property or what is this? Even
How's it classified?
Yeah, how's it classified? So what is this going to cost out of pocket? I mean, it was an opportunity for Shanae to keep the home. You know, and it's a big deal for the family. They don't know about it, so I hope this is released.
No, we'll kick this out in July.
Okay, perfect.
And we'll send it right to your family so
they
know.
Thank you. Yeah,
no
hopefully we'll be closed by then.
Yeah, we'll completely blow this thing up and just make 4th of July very awkward for you guys. It'll be great.
Perfect.
Yeah, so essentially what you got is you thought you had to bring in all this money.
Yeah.
And they're going to cut this great deal for you and they're going to give it to you at, you know, they only want X, even though the place is worth X plus $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. And I'm like, stop
yourself.
Actually,
they're cutting out the realtor fees, which is huge.
Cutting out the realtor fees. And they only want to walk away with a certain amount of money to cover the expenses, even though the place, pick a number, the place might be worth $250,000 and they only want two, right?
Yep.
Pick a number, right? And what they were essentially going to do was wanted to give you the house at two. And then you set the financing up on two. And I'm like, whoa, sister, slow down. You don't want to do that. You want to buy it at 250 and you want to get a gift of equity, which is nothing more than something on a piece of paper saying we're giving you $50,000 worth of the equity of the house as the down payment. Now, guess what? You have 20% into the deal. You've got a $200,000 mortgage, which is what they want. And you're buying the house at fair market value, which is what you want because you don't want to blow up the property values in Iowa, even though they've had a nice rally, you don't want to be the one pulling the plug and bringing it right back down. You experienced that in St. Louis with the foreclosure.
Right.
Same exact situation. So basically what you're doing is you're buying it for $250,000 in this example. They're giving you a 20% gift of equity, which is $50,000. Now you're going with an 80% loan to value. You're bringing no money in for the down payment. And all you have to do is cover the closing costs, which are minimal out in Iowa.
Yeah.
And you didn't know anything about that before calling me last Monday, did you?
I did not. And yeah. I was so stoked when you told me that. Because we bought our condo a year and a half ago.
Right.
And
you know, where am I going to come up with the money? Where's all the stuff going to come from? It's in the house.
And it's something that you want to do. You want to keep the house in the family. You know?
Sure.
That's where all the Christmases are. That's where all the gatherings are. And so you don't want to see that go away.
A lot of happy times.
Yeah.
A lot of happy memories.
Yeah. So it was, we were just trying to figure out, okay, if we are going to buy this,
how to do
where's
it.
The money coming from?
Right.
So, you know, when I defaulted to going, how much money are we going to have to put down for this? You know, building it back up. What are we doing? And now it's, yeah. It's
freaked
awesome.
Out a little bit.
It was fantastic.
Right.
Yeah. So and the family, we haven't told anybody except for the sellers who are our aunt and uncle.
Right.
And so they're, you know, obviously really happy.
Did they understand what we were trying to do?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a lot of times it's a conversation I have with them. I have to call them and explain, listen, you want to give it to them at two, it's worth 250. You're still going to get your two. If you sell it to them for three, if it comes in at three, you're still going to get your two. You're actually doing them a bigger solid by selling it to them at the fair market value. So like everybody in the neighborhood doesn't get their property values blown up because Jackie and Shanae are buying a $250,000 home for $200,000. This way, they could buy a $250,000 home, get a $50,000 gift of equity, be at 80% loan to value, not have PMI, not have to bring any money in, and basically own a house with zero money out of your pocket, which how does that feel?
It's awesome.
Right. It's a party. It's a party time in the house.
I think it will be, yeah.
It'll bet you I'll drive 4 hours for the party. You guys throw some pretty damn good parties.
We have good parties.
So in closing, because I know you got to get back to work, what would you tell people that listen to me on WGN, that hear these podcasts? You're an actual client, right? You're a friend, you're a client.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done one, almost did that disaster construction project that you completely, thank God,
I'm going to get one.
I'm sure you
will.
You're
going to give me money to get it.
I'm sure you're going to get one. But at least you'll have two houses recently under your belt.
Yeah.
Miss GC Jane over there that wants to go out and do this stuff. General contractor, for people who don't know what GC Jane is. And you want to go through all that headache. Great. Knock yourself out. Hopefully not literally, but figuratively. But for people that are, you know, hear me on the radio, think I talk loud, think I yell, think I'm a little over the top, what would you tell them about the actual process, the knowledge, the education, the information you get doing a loan?
Well, I think the biggest thing that you bring to a transaction is absolute straightforward answers. So for somebody like me that has a notebook full of questions, you have an answer almost instantaneously, and you're creative in the way that you think, which is, you know, it was even the gift of equity. I would have had no idea that that was even possible. So calling you and just saying, what are the options? It's best to make a phone call even just to see what are the options for you. If you're interested in buying a home, there are a million different ways to figure this out. And you'll find and exhaust the best way to make it make sense, either in terms of less money out of pocket, as low of monthly payments as you can get, you know, whatever your objective is, you know, you really do go out of your way to try and exhaust every single angle you can take on a loan. So for me, plus I just like working with you, David. I as much as it pains me to tell you that, you're very, very good at what you do. So, yeah, I appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And go back to work.
Thanks.
The time.
Thank you for helping keep a home in our family. It's awesome.
I appreciate it.
You've been listening to The Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.